So tonight we'll be talking about the halachas of a katan doing melacha on Shabbos. So I want to start with three gemaras. There's one gemara in Yevamos that says a story. There was a shul that they lost the keys to the shul. They couldn't get into shul. So I guess the rav of the shul went to someone from the shul went to ask a shaila. Well, what do we do? I lost the keys and the road over there. I can't find them. I don't know what to do. So the answer was, tell some kids to go play in the road. Don't tell them why. Just, you know, tell them that's a good place to play. And hopefully they'll find the keys on their own and they'll bring it back to the shul. They can open the shul. As the Gemara says, so we're not discussing children who are, there's no chiv of chinuch in that case. But we see from that Gemara that children who do things on their own, you don't have to stop them. There's no chinuch involved in that case. They're doing everything on their own. No iser happened. There's another Gemara in Shabbos that says, it's discussing shiurim of Haitzah, of carrying in Shabbos. And it says the Tanakhama of the Mishnah says, the Rabbi Yehuda says the shear of a certain thing is a grasshopper.
What age of the children in that Gemara?
Doesn't say. No, it's machlik as Rishayim if it's talking about children who are under the age of chinuch, or there's no father around, so there's no chiyuv chinuch. So the Gemara says that a grasshopper, you shouldn't give a grasshopper to children to play with. They apparently used to be short on toys, so they used to have grasshoppers to play with. So it says live grasshoppers, dead grasshoppers, don't give them to children to play with because the children might end up eating it. They're short on food maybe also. So the Gemara says you can't give the children to eat the grasshopper, to play with the grasshopper. And Rashi says, why not? What's the problem? The problem is that the child might come to eat it. Rashi says it's called Sfiya Biyadayim. You handed the child a grasshopper, and even though it's not for sure going to happen, but there's a chance the child may end up eating that grasshopper, which is usur, for either maybe it's not kosher, or if it's a live grasshopper, it's al tashaksu, it's a disgusting thing to eat. So Rashi says that's Sfiya Biyadayim. You're handing a child an Isser Biyadayim, and you're not going to hand a child an Isser Biyadayim. So nothing to do with Shabbos. You're never allowed to hand a child an Isser. There's a third Gemara that says if a person's house is on fire, so if a guy comes to put out the fire on his own and I didn't ask him to do anything and he's doing it for himself for his own selfish reasons, so I don't have to stop him. I could let him put out the fire. But if a child comes to put out the fire, I have to stop him. And the Gemara says that case is going where the child is doing it for the sake of the father or for the adult. That apparently the child is able to put out the fire by himself and he's under the age of chinuch and he wants to put it out. So I have to stop him. The father has to stop him because he's doing it on my behalf. Those are the three Gemaras. So it really boils down to, from these three Gemaras, there's three hurdles that a person has to climb over and get past in order for a child to be able to do melacha on Shabbos. Obviously, the largest hurdle is getting the child to listen to Shabbos. But besides that, there's three halachas. The first halacha is chinuch. Chinuch, you have to mechanach your child to follow their chatayr, the mitzvahs, and he's not do averis. Now, mitzad the katan himself, if a katan doesn't have avera, he's not liable, he's not chayv, he didn't do anything wrong, he doesn't get an einish, he's a child. However, the father has a chiv to be mechanach his child. That means if the father sees his child, once he's at the age of chinuch, doing something that an adult would not be allowed to do, so the father has to stop his child. The age of chinuch, the Mishnah Berurah says, when it comes to a lav, a prohibition, the age of chinuch is when the child can understand that this thing is asur to do. If the child just knows that I yell at him every time he sees me doing that, I don't know if that's called the age of chinuch. But if he understands that it's Shabbos today, you can't turn on a light, okay, so he's at the age of chinuch that he can't turn on lights, and the father would have to stop him. So the father is definitely chayv in chinuch. A mother, the Magen Avraham brings down a machlekes, if a mother is chayv in chinuch, but we seem to hold that we hold that a mother is also chayv in chinuch. What about someone else, a bystander, a neighbor, a friend? Is a friend chayv in chinuch? Or, you know, mind your own business, I'll raise my kids how I want. So it's machlekes rishonim. Rama brings down two shitas, if Bezdin, or any other adult besides for the parents, is obligated to stop someone else's child from doing an aveira on Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down a Chai Adam that he says, when it comes to an Issa D'Oraisa, that if a person sees a child doing an Issa D'Oraisa, so then yeah, he has to stop him, even though he's not a parent. When it's an Issa D'Rabbanan, so then the Chai Adam says, anyone other than a parent would not be chayv in chinuch to stop that child from doing that aveira. Okay, so the first thing is chinuch. Rav Simcha ben Kohn says the age of chinuch, at least for this, is around 3 or 4 years old. So once a child reaches the age of 3 or 4 years old, if you see him doing an iser, even drabonon, at least for sure a parent, if you see him doing an iser, you have to stop him. So that knocks out half of that term. So we're down to babies till like 3 years old. The second halacha is, svi b'yadayim, you can't hand an iser to a child. You can't cause a child or lead him to do an iser. That was the one in Shabbos with the grasshopper. You can't hand the child the grasshopper. And the Mogen Avraham points out, even though it's not for sure going to happen, he may not eat the grasshopper, or maybe he doesn't like grasshoppers. But since there's a chance he may eat the grasshopper, you can't hand it to him.
Earlier, if we're talking about the same age, over three to four, they know someone younger than 3 to 4.
It's not even talking about a father. It's not even talking about chinuch.
But who said tzviya would be an issue? The child's
Rashi says tzviya over there.
Really?
Svia is usher. Oh, Svia is usher even if it's a one-day-old baby. If there's a one-day-old baby came home from the hospital and you want to give the kid pig milk, you're not allowed. Svia b'yadayim, you can't feed a child isser. No matter the age, it doesn't make a difference. So, some say this isser svia, but what's this isser svia come from? Some say this Issa Sviya, for sure by a father, is an Issa D'Oraisa. The Pasuk says, Lisase kol melacha ato vincho vitecha. You can't do melacha. Your children can't do melacha. So some say that's an Issa that a father has to make sure that his children is not doing melacha. Not chinuch. But a father can't make his child do melacha. So some say Sviya B'Yadayim is also M'Oraisa. Others say it's not M'Oraisa, it's M'Drabbanan. But Sviya for sure is Aser. Now, for someone else to hand my child an Isser, if it's only it's only Midrabban. It's Asr, meaning no one can hand anyone else an Isser. But it may not be the Raisa, because the Isser of Lesas Kam Lachat of Inukhitech is only for a father. The Shrisas Binoy, making sure your child is not doing an Isser, is only by a father. So someone else wouldn't be included in that Isser, but it'd still be Asr Midrabban. The third halacha is, if a child does something on behalf of an adult, not only on behalf of his parent, on behalf of an adult. If a child does something aldas aviv, aldas gadol, for the sake of an adult, that's aser. Not only is it aser, but if he does something on behalf of an adult, you're not even allowed to get hanah from that melacha he did. It's like a guy. It's like a guy doing melacha for me on Shabbos. I can't benefit from that melacha, so to a katan. Okay, so a little bit needs clarification is what's called svia, what's called leading a child to malacha. So for sure, putting an iser in a child's mouth, putting aser food or not kosher food in a child's mouth is svia. Putting something in his hand is also called svia. Telling him to do an iser is svia, is aser. Hinting to him, basically telling him to do an iser, is also svia. Doing something on behalf of a gadol is really very connected to svia, because if I hand it to him, or if he's doing it for me, then basically I'm telling him to do this. So they're very closely connected. However, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, putting a child near an Isser, or putting an Isser near a child, is not called Sfiyah. I didn't put it in his hand. Maybe it's easier for him to do the Malacha because of what I did, but I didn't put it in his hand. So that's not called Sfiyah. For example, let's say there's a toy, a muksa toy on a chair, and I picked it up because I wanted to sit down, and then my kid's crying. He wants the toy. So it's only Nasidra Abbanon, first of all. So the question is, can I put it in front of my kid? My kid wants to play with the toy. So according to Shulchan Aruch Rav, it's not called Tzviya. I'm not giving him the Isser. I'm holding the Isser in my hand. I'm putting it in front of him. So that would be Mutter. Or let's say, again, this is all only if the child is less than chinuch. Because if the child is above chinuch, I have to stop him from doing an iser. For sure, can't help him doing an iser.
Why you let hold the toy in the
Well, let's say I picked it up because it was Tzarech Gufa Mekayme. So now it's in my hand. I was going to put it in the toy box, but now my kid started crying. He wants the toy. So I'm not going to put it in his hand, but I'll put it in front of him. So he's not the Ezer of Chinuch, and he's not doing it for me. He wants to play with the toy himself. So it would not be called Tzviya either. Or, let's say I have a child who's under the age of Chinuch, and I want to put him next to a light switch. I'm not telling him to turn on the light switch. He's a baby. He has no idea what a light switch is, but he's going to play around with his hands. He's not doing it for me, that's for sure. He doesn't even know what he's doing. So then he's less than the age of Chinuch. He's not doing it for the sake of an adult. And I'm not putting an Isser in his hand. I'm putting him next to an Isser, next to a light switch. It also would not be called Tzviya. The age of Chinuch? He has to be less than Chinuch. Let's say less than 3 or 4 years old. Now, the Magen Avraham says there is an exception when you're allowed to do Tzviya that is for the sake of Chinuch. That he gives an example. You're allowed, let's say in Shari, they have Kiddush and Shul Friday night. But you don't have Kiddush Makam Suda, so maybe you can't make that Kiddush. So we give it to the Ketanim. Oh, you give it to the Ketanim. You're doing Tzviya, you're making them do an Isser. So the Magen Avraham says, no, it's fine, because that's a Tzviya for the purpose of Chinuch. I'm training him into Kiddush, I'm teaching him about Kiddush and Mitzvah, so that's why that's an exception. Okay, another example he gives is giving a child a Shofar in Rosh Hashanah. And even though we don't blow Shofar Stam Zayin Rosh Hashanah, not for the purpose of Mitzvah, I'm allowed to give my child a Shofar as long as it's not too loud, because then it's could be Tzmar Sayin, but if it's blowing, you know, in the house or something, so then it would not be Usser. The Bria Locher brings down a B'Kivager. B'Kivager has a shayla like this. He says that someone forgot his talis at home, or his sidr at home, or his chumash at home, and he wants to go to shul, but there's no erev. And he does not have a sidr, he's not going to have a talis. What does he do? So B'Kivager wants to know, can a person, an adult, give a child his talis or his sidr to carry to shul? And that way he'll be able to, you know, use his talis and sidr and shul. So, according to what we said, should for sure be aser. Tzviya b'yadayim. Let's go without chinuch. I'm assuming it's either under the age of chinuch or there was no mitzvah of chinuch over there. So it should be tzviya b'yadayim. I'm handing a child something to carry. So Rabbi Krieger says there's one way out. He has an opinion. He brings down a Rajba. The Rajba says a big chiddush. The Rajba says tzviya b'yadayim. Telling a child to an Isser for the sake of a katan, for his own purpose, for his own sake, by an Isser d'Rabbanan, his mutter. That's what the Rajba holds. The Rajba holds that making a child do an Isser d'Rabbanan for the child's own sake is mutter. So Rabbi Krieger says, oh, so maybe I could use this Rajba for this case of the talis. So Rabbi Krieger says, no, you can't, because over here it's for my purpose, not for the child. I want the talis, not the child, so even like the Rajba wouldn't be mutter. But Rabbi Krieger says, what you could do is, he says, give the kid the siddur to bring for himself, and then you look along with him when you get to shul. It's a little interesting, because he's under the age of chinuch, it's a little interesting that he has a siddur. But that's what Rabbi Krieger says. So, B'Alacha says, though, that the Shulchan Aruch does not hold like this Rajba. This Rajba is a big chiddush, and the Shulchan Aruch doesn't hold like that. The Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Rajba brings a raya from a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos is discussing planting klayim in a vineyard. And the Gemara says that a katan, if a person wants to plant an Isser d'Rabbanan of klayim, just give it to a guy. A katan who's a guy. So the Gemara says, why can't you give it to a katan who's a yid? So the Gemara says, no, because Dilma Asi L'Misrach. If you give it to a katan who's a yid, he may come to get used to doing Averis and Shabbos. And even when he gets older, when he's an adult bar mitzvah, he still might do the Isser. And therefore, it's Asser. So the Rajma says, we see from here, the only Isser of causing a child to do Malacha, of Svi B'Yadayim, is not because Kol Malacha Atav Ben Chuyitach. It's not because Shri says Benoi. It's not because I'm Chayav to make sure my kid doesn't do an Avira. It's because Dumasi L'Misrach, he may come to when he's older. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav explains, that's only if he's doing it on behalf of a Gadol. Because if a Katan says, oh, I could do an Avira for a Gadol, so obviously, a gadol is allowed to do it. So he might do it when he's older as well. But if a katan is doing it for himself, we say, oh, you're 2 years old? Okay, no problem. You can do it. It's okay. Not a problem. Oh, so the katan says he understands, or he will understand, the only reason why he was ever allowed to do this, sir, is because he's a katan. So he won't come to do it when he's older. So you lose the chashash, the concern of dilma asila misrach. That's where the Rashba comes from. That's what he says by an issa derabana. For the sake of a katan, is mutter to do svir b'yadayim.
Dilma asila misrach is an explanation of isu svir or chibah.
Yeah, svir.
The Rashba says,
There's a machlokes rishonim if the Rashba is even going by Bar Chinuch, but I think most say, most poskim said that even this Rashba is only less than Chinuch.
This all wouldn't apply to Shabbos. The court doesn't say that on Shabbos Svi is the Rashba because of.
That's what I'm saying. The Rashba doesn't hold like that. The Rashba doesn't hold it. The Rashba. Okay. So the Chayyadim says, the Bialach says we don't hold like this Rashba. Shacharif doesn't hold like the Rashba. The Chayyadim says, no, b'shas etchak, you could be semech on this Rashba. B'shas etchak. And we see from Rabbi Kveger himself, he also holds this Rashba. Rabbi Kveger says, the only reason why I don't hold this Rashba is because he's doing it for the purpose of the Gadol. But if he would have been doing it for the purpose of the Katan, and Rabbi Kveger even says that example, if he bring it for himself, I'm allowed to hand him the Siddha to carry. So we see Rabbi Kveger holds this Rashba, at least b'shas etchak. The Chayyadim says b'shas etchak, you could be semech on this Rashba. So if a person is in dire need, he could use this Rashba. So Reb Shlomo Zalman has a case. He says, let's say a guy has a fridge, and the fridge, he forgot, every week it turns off the fridge light, and he forgot to put the tape on. He forgot to turn off the fridge light in Shabbos, before Shabbos. So now, he has all his food in the fridge. He doesn't have food for Shabbos. So what's he going to do? I guess he could get a guy, but let's say there's no guy around. So the question was, can you tell a kid? So the kid has no idea the light's going to turn on. He has no idea. So the kid, if I would tell the kid to do it, the most it's going to be is misasik. He has no idea what he's doing. A psik resh or misasik, he has no idea what he's doing. That he's turning on a light. But even if it's misasik, it's the Rosh Shabbos brings down from Reb Kveger, that it's still usher, just doesn't get a punishment, so it's still usher. But it's only usher midrabanan. For sure, a regular light bulb is probably only usher midrabanan anyway. So we have a case where it's an issa derabanan, but I'm telling him to open the fridge for myself. So we still have to get around the kid doing it for the sake of an adult. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says that obviously this is all under the age of chinuch. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says if you tell the kid, oh yeah, there's that leaven you asked for last week, it's in the fridge. So then he'll go open the fridge for himself. So it's svia. I told him I could tell him to open the fridge because the leaven's there for you. But it's an issa derabanan, and he's doing it for his own sake. So Rosh Hashanah says you could be saying Mechan Rashba in that case. Others disagree. What?
You can't close it.
I'm not closing it.
You can't close it.
He can do whatever he wants. So why is he closing it? For me? I'm not telling him to close it.
He doesn't want the woman anymore.
So let him do whatever he wants. Go home. I don't know. I'm not telling him to close it. So someone mentioned an interesting shaila. There was a kiddush in shul, and there's no Erev in town. So the kid had, you know, he stuffed his pockets with candy, and it's time to go home. So the shaila is, can a father say, okay, let's go home? Because by me telling the kid time to go home, even if he's under the age of chinuch, by me telling him it's time to go home, I'm telling him, let's walk, let's go outside. He's carrying an Erev without an Erev. So svi b'yadayim, I'm telling him to do an isser. Maybe it's midrabanan because if there's no rishus rabim, but I'm still telling him to do an isser.
He's not doing the malacha for me.
It's not, I don't care. He's not doing malacha for me. I'm telling him to do malacha. Svir
b'yadayim. You're telling him to walk. You're not telling him to carry. It's not
kira. By the grasshopper also, I'm not telling him to eat it. I'm giving it to him. But there's a chance he'll do it. So I don't have to tell him to do this isser. I have to, even handing him the isser is usser. So telling him to do the isser without him even knowing the isser should be svir. But with this Rashba, it's mutter. Because he doesn't have the candies for me, so it's svia by derabanan letzarech tinnak.
You ever just say I'm leaving?
Oh, fine. If you say I'm leaving, so then yes, I'm not telling you to do anything. Yeah, for sure, I'm not even doing svia there, right? There's one more case. Yeah, if he's gila chinnak, then you have to stop him anyway. One more case that if a person is his kids are you know trying to put your kids to sleep and the bedroom light was left on, so the kid can't sleep, so then. What am I going to do? Like my baby's crying because he can't fall asleep with the lights on. And I for sure can't sleep because my kid's crying. But I want my kid to turn off the light. Let's say it's an issa derabanan. Turning off the light is probably an issa derabanan. So am I allowed to tell my kid or even put the light switch in my kid's hand so he can flick it off so he can go to sleep. So it's l'tzarech tinuk. It's for the purpose of the kid so he could sleep. Maybe it's also for my purpose so I could sleep. But let's say I'll ignore him. It's still for the purpose of the child so the child could fall asleep. And even if it's svia, even if I actually put his hand on the light switch, svia, the Rashba holds, svia by the Rabbanon, for the purpose of the child, is mutter. And the Chai Adam and Rabbi Kivega hold, you could be samech on the Rashba Shasat Chak. So, that would be a pretty big Shasat Chak, and it would be mutter. Shkoyach.
Very good. I don't know if